Never beg for mercy. Accept that you have failed. Begging is for dogs and humans. Paolo Bacigalupi, The Drowned Cities. Good morning and welcome once again to Hello Port Harcourt. Our first conversation is about begging and beggars. My question is this: should you give money to beggars? And more importantly, how do you know the beggar to help? Now, before you call in, before the phone lines are activated and people start calling to share their views, please let me say this. Begging is not a Nigerian problem. It is not a River State problem. It is a world problem. On the streets of New York, there are beggars. In London, there are beggars. Those of you who have traveled abroad and have heard stories, you know, where someone walks up to you, "Can I get a pound, please? Can I get a pound, please? Can I get a fiver, please? Can I get a fiver?" The person is asking you for £5. You, as a youngster, you're thinking how you're going to get this £5 to stretch you for a week. Yet, here comes somebody who is in raggedy attire and is asking you for fiver, please. A fiver, please. Yes. So there are beggars almost everywhere. There are only very few places where people don't have beggars. And I'm about to shock you, or maybe remind you, about some of these places. Now, I start off with an interesting story about someone years and years and years ago. And this person is a Nigerian. Now, he says, in his journey to Port Harcourt years ago, he had never, prior to him coming to Port Harcourt, he had never known what begging was. In his village, there were no beggars. And it hit me when I read this, because I've been to several villages, and when I was much younger, if I'm very honest with you, please indulge me, all the times I'd visited Agenebode, all the times I'd visited some of the nearby villages, maybe for a wedding or something when we were much younger, in all honesty, way back, early 90s and thereabout, I cannot recall ever seeing a beggar. But in Port Harcourt, there were beggars. In Benin City, there were beggars. In parts of Lagos, there were beggars. Remember when there was a big issue about destitutes and people who were on the streets, and the government, even mentally challenged people, and the government said, "Oh, we're going to take them to a place and then move them to wherever their origins were or are." But the point here is this: some of these individuals, right, still come back and then they're on the streets. Now, in Port Harcourt and in parts of Lagos, there's the, in quote, professional beggar. But once again, it is not a Nigerian thing, because even in the West, they are professional beggars. But why should you not give money to a beggar? Now, a former beggar, and I'm reading from the Bolton government page, and this is in the UK, a former beggar who had turned his life around is encouraging people not to give money to those who are begging on the streets. His name is Dean, and he says, "Don't give money to beggars. People who give money think they're helping them, but they are not. They are supporting, listen, drug habits and feeding a dealer's pocket." But maybe that's in Bolton in the UK. But what about here on the streets of Port Harcourt, where it is almost seen as a proper thing to do, the humane thing to do, to give alms? The Christian religion teaches so. The Islamic religion teaches so. And even in some traditional settings, you are asked to give to the poor, to the less privileged around you. But there is a fine line. How do you identify the really less privileged in your community? And how do you then define those who are just begging for the sake of begging? A few years ago, back in the University of Port Harcourt, on my way home one day, feeling very down and out for myself, having just about 100 or so naira in my pocket, I saw this man begging for alms. He used to be there. I can't say I see him anymore. And then, whilst he was begging, one of the taxi drivers came down and said, "Hey, bros, give me change." Ladies and gentlemen, lo and behold, this man dipped his hand into his pocket and brought out a wad of notes. In my honest view at that point in time, if that amount of money was in my pocket, for the next 1 month or so, I probably would have been eating big time in Mama Abuja comfortably. But here was this man on crutches, and he was begging, and he had way more money than me. 2 feet, two hands, looking suave, having a haircut, and I was not as wealthy as this man. It got me thinking that day. Jude is not telling you don't give beggars. The question is, how can you identify the beggars to help?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. And then if you want to, please, there's a WhatsApp platform available. The number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. But it gets even more interesting because there are some NGOs, there are some groups who are saying, please, do not demonize beggars. It will not solve the problem that they are going through. So how then do you solve the problem that they are experiencing? Ibiso is on Audley Road. Ibiso, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello,
Port Harcourt. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Okay, you're talking about beggars. Far back, 1980s, when I was in primary school, there was one man in Sangana, state school Sangana. The man used to beg, and suppose that man have two-story building.
What?
Training his children in university at that time.
No, that cannot be true. What? That cannot be true. So he had a story building and was still begging.
So what I'm saying is, now some people used to beg. Like, I don't encourage. I don't give that money, because when I look at a young guy, You are well to do. As in, you are physical assets. You are okay, not mentally. Yes, and I ask you, why not look for something to do that? Giving you is encouraging you to go and beg more people. I was in Lagos teaching Begidi and Amala. One young man just walking that place and saying, buy me food now.
Wow.
I was in Balas Vest. I bought him the food. But I tell him, next time, I asked the woman, Madam, don't allow people like this to come to your place because they will make your customers to patronize you. Yes, you are okay. And now you can do something. Why rely on begging? Now they've modernized the digital way. You see some people put on suits. But what with you? Good morning, sir. My name is Susan Suit. I'm going to the place. Can you help me with transport and other things? And you just modernize it to know that. And money, I don't encourage your judge. I don't encourage them because I'm an hustler, me too. So I will not give you my hard money. And I'll see to God, you are smoking good, you know, how that I will see. I will not encourage them.
Okay, it says more, encourage them. Zion is Jerry. Zion, good morning to you. Should we stop giving beggars? How do you know the beggars to give?
Even the Bible frowned at us not to give beggars money. Mention one beggar Jesus gave money. Mention another beggar the apostles gave money. They don't give them money.
Interesting.
It is wrong. And we don't know that what we are doing is very wrong. We don't know. Giving a beggar money is a sin you are committing.
But what about, let me remind you, what about the, in quote, alms giving? Who do you give alms to, please?
To the poor.
And are the beggars not poor?
Who told you they are poor?
Okay.
The names are different. One is a beggar, one is poor.
But are you saying there are no poor people that can be beggars?
No poor man will beg you.
Really?
No poor man will beg you. You can only ask. Like the story that brother gave. Madam, okay, Oga, buy me food. It has happened to me several times. In fact, I find pleasure in even doing that. Most times in the evening, I just roll to those mama put. I just sit down there and I look at some guys because, bros, I beg, man, just a plate of food. Go collect. I didn't go there because I want to eat. I go there because I find pleasure in it. This is a different thing than, bros, find me something and they stand on the road with a placard, stretching their arms, or even come and meet you. No, that is wrong.
Well, okay, what about the young children that we see in parts of Rumola before the construction of the bridge at location junction?
Even in Garrison, they are there right now.
Oh, they're still there in Garrison. Okay, so what about these children? They are begging for arms.
It is wrong to give them money.
Mm.
You are even encouraging them to be there and sinful. You are making them to be useless. You are making them to see that what they are doing is better. Because the more you give them money, the more they make more money, the more they want to come there. There is even some of those children now, Simon, they are saying, oh, so you get money like this, eh? No near me today, oh, just to create fun with them.
Mm.
So giving beggar money is a sin. You that give them that money, you are the sinner. And you will make heaven if you continue to do that. I ask again before I leave the floor. Did Jesus Christ give any beggar money? Silver or gold, I have none. But what did they do? They gave him empowerment. Go and learn a skill.
Huh.
Go and learn something under my control. Don't give them money.
All right, Zion says don't give them money. 92.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Hello, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Stanley from here.
Welcome, please.
Yeah, the issue of giving money to beggars, I mean, I think it's an individual conviction.
Mm.
You know, it's unfortunate that we are in a society where you have beggars living in the streets. Otherwise, it ought not to be the more civilized life, which we ought to be anyway. Those people, destitute, we have a place for them. Government has a way of taking care of such people so that they don't, you know, molest the streets, you know, of the cities and the inner cities. You know, all the same, giving to beggars, if you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, religiously,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I wonder why anyone would make a distinction between the poor and beggars. Except maybe somebody is being fraudulent to see that's okay. A different thing. You can understand that. But the beggar is poor. That's why he's living. And if it's the name, whether you know it or not, at least you can see the person is begging. And if you're left with it, it is. Even if the scripture is there, you give arms to those who don't have. How do I know you don't have if you don't ask? Do you understand? So let's not try to create distinction where there's none.
Thank okay. You. All right, thank you very much. Now, some interesting comments are coming through as regarding those who are begging and those who are, you know, poor and things like that. Some people are already responding. In fact, there's even a comment here from a Muslim, and I'm going to read that out to you shortly before we go. When we return from a break, but if you're just joining us this morning, our conversation inside Rivers on the Office B is how people respond to those who are in a lower state than they are. You know, people are not as well off as they are. Begging happens everywhere in the world. Sometimes there have been cartoons to describe some people cap in hand. There's a joke, state governments cap in hand, going to beg FG for bailouts and things like that. So at what point then people have to, I don't know, beg? Who do you give? When I come back, more.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, we are back. It's 29 minutes gone past hour of 9 o'clock, just a few seconds before 9:30. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. Now, this morning we're talking about begging and begging in Port Harcourt. It's everywhere. Now, growing up, a lot of people, maybe some of you have also seen this, if not most of you, used to see certain groups with children, sometimes with children on their backs, going around begging, say, oh, please, mother, help me. In fact, some even had mnemonics, some even had songs. At one point in time, if you were to travel early in the morning, morning, if you go to the bus parks, sometimes you get to hear these children singing songs for you. Sometimes they even carry out praise and worship sessions. It seemed, interestingly, over the years, they had developed, metamorphosized to become even entertainers on the streets, just so you part away with maybe 20, 50, or in some cases, 100 naira. But the schemes that some of these individuals have been, in quotes, quoted to have been involved in, no bounds. From the fathers being monitors, wherever you have them in certain areas, making sure no harm comes to them. And two drug dealers as well have been noted to have been using some of these children to distribute drugs to people who are passing by. There were some areas in Port Harcourt that when you see a beggar, there's a very high probability there's also a drug dealer nearby. Now, I haven't had the opportunity to go on streets and find out for myself, but listening to people who have done this before, they'll tell you, look, if you give money to some of these beggars, they will ask you, bros, you won't buy this thing, I feel bring them for you. So, I asked this morning, some groups are saying, don't give to beggars. Another group, another charity organization, this time in the UK, say, please do not demonize beggars. There are so many things that they are dealing with, from being destitute, from being homeless. Someone said a poor person will not beg. But if you've lost your home, if you lost your job, or if you're an orphan, chances are you're going to be poor. Chances are some of them don't want to steal, kill, and destroy. They resort to begging. Now, in the next few minutes, it will be very good for us to clearly define what almsgiving is and what begging is. I like to start out, if you permit me to define what almsgiving is. It is a religious act inspired by compassion and a desire for justice, whereby an individual who possesses the economic means helps in material ways for his less fortunate, listen to this, neighbor. And anybody can be your neighbor. It's not just a person who lives next to you on your street. Anybody can be a neighbor. Now, in both Islam and in Christianity, it is encouraged. In fact, in Islam, it is one of the four pillars, right, for Islam. Almsgiving, aka zakat. Muslims aren't supposed to donate a fixed amount of their property to charity every year. So, this morning, ladies and gentlemen, I ask once again, should you be giving beggars on the streets money with their rag clothes? Sometimes some of them can't even walk. There was a man I used to see around Chob. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He was crawling on his belly, begging for money. Shouldn't you give someone like that money? Once again, welcome. I'd like to get to hear your views on this.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Emma is in Ebonyi. Good morning to you, Emma. Welcome, please.
Yeah. Good morning, bro. Jude.
Good morning, please.
In the midst of the physically challenged persons, we have the dumb, we have the deaf, we have the blind, we have the lame, we have the crippled. How will I not help them when I see them on the road? I will first of all pity them for their terrible condition and situation. Whatever thing I have, I will give to them. But the idea coming to come up with a speculation that they are into evil, I will call that one allegation that has no proof. When you want to give, you sympathetically give. If they were to be strong, if they were to be seen with their eyes, they would have gone into one work, hand work or the other, to build their life. Bro, you take note that those that beg are those that are poor. Because I have not seen the children of any governors of this country begging, or president begging. I have not seen any wife of a senator or a commissioner or IGP begging on the road.
because they have an abundance. Our people should remove their mind. But you don't help the poor ones, majorly the beggars.
Okay.
They should not misinterpret their condition and their begging life. Thank you.
Peter is in Rukpaku. Peter, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt, please.
Okay, yeah, Pastor Peter. Mr. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Okay, yeah. It's quite an interesting topic this morning. Firstly, I will even say that it's not, as a child of God, it's not even encouraging for you to beg.
Okay.
But because whoever that is giving you money attach a kind of mindset to whatever is given to you. Because nobody gives you money for free. That is the truth. Nobody ever gives anybody money for free. Because whenever you are giving to someone, you are definitely expecting a return. So whoever is receiving from you, for instance, knowingly or unknowingly, he's losing potential. And that is why no beggar can ever be free from whoever who is giving to him. And then secondly, it is very wrong to give to beggars. You know why?
Why, please?
If you are giving to beggars, the fact is, begging profession wasn't originated from God who created us. It was a demonically designed pattern to kind of rob people of their destiny. In most cases, some of those beggars you are giving to, they are tied to some secret court.
Interesting.
And they will take your money and take it to that place. Maybe at the end of the day. Somehow, because I'm a man of God, so I know what I'm telling you.
All right.
In most cases, people who give to wrong beggars. Can never again live up to the standard
of
their life.
How do we know the right beggars? Thank you. Okay. How do we know the right beggars to give? Abel is speaking to us from Eagle Cement. Good morning to you, Abel.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
I'm fine. I want to start by saying that whether someone is a beggar or a poor person, if I have my way, I will always give such people money. You understand? But one thing I know for sure is that most of these beggars, they are physically challenged people. Understand? Most beggars are physically challenged, I mean. So in that case, you don't expect such people to do the kind of work we are doing or which other people are doing. I think that it is the responsibility of the government to take care of these beggars because, like I said, most of them are physically challenged.
But what? Hello, Abel, can you hear me, please?
Elder man, like, can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you. Go on, please.
Okay, just come to think of it. Even for those who are healthy, like me, but sometimes I tell you, Jude, to even get 500 naira for the day, it's no-go area. You understand? Sometimes you're even looking for a job to do, just to get something to eat. You can't even get a job. There's no job. So come to think of someone who is physically challenged. How do you expect such people to work?
Okay, so for you, if we're able, so for you, if the person is physically challenged, you can give them, right?
Come again, please.
If the person is physically challenged, you can give them, right?
Yes, like I said, whether they are physically challenged or they are poor people, I will still give if I have the money.
If he has the money. Thompson is speaking to us from OGRA. Thompson, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Dude, I will give to the poor.
Okay.
One, as a practicing Christian.
Okay.
Because the Bible admonishes me to do that in the book of Psalm chapter 43. Secondly, I belong to a serving in my church, hospitality unit. One of the functions of that unit is to bear the burdens of others.
Okay.
You understand me? So when you see a physically challenged person, if I want to use that as a case study, I am moved with passion. I am moved with pity. I want to not only give them money, but also try to do things that want to educate, assist, and inspire their current state. Because, you see, even the Bible says, there will always be poor in the sight. that gives you a responsibility.
Thompson? Hello, Thompson?
To enhance their currency. We know that people want to, people that understand that, that there are persons that have self-support want to kind of take a posture that one wants to think that there are maybe beggars or less privileged, so they could escort people. That's why even if you go to the churches, the mosque, chopping more, you want to see people stand by your car side to say, please help me. Why? Because they do believe that there are persons. Okay, for example, if you, not only those, if you go to some government offices, you see people want to stand. Well-dressed, but because they believe that when they ask for harm, people will always be there.
But that's the thing, Thompson. Thompson.
And they asked, but they couldn't give them. They said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And they were healed.
Okay.
So they are there. In biological days, in our modern days, they are there and they will also want to, they will continue to be there. Not because they are there, because that house definitely has meant it to be. But even natural disaster, okay, for example now, if I see a flood victim, what I have to do? I mean.
Okay. All right, but the question is, right, if someone stands on the road, all right, and is asking you for money, is that alms? Once again, let's go back to what alms is or what alms are. All right. And once again, let me get a simplified definition for us for this context. All right. Almsgiving. All right. Now, almsgiving, I'm getting to read here, right, is the practice of giving money or food to poor people. Benevolence. If you look at the word, the origin of the word alms, right? It has both Latin and it has Greek origins. Now, both of which refer to pity or mercy. So it's more or less giving out of mercy. As in the Old Testament, it's regarded as God's way of justice. That if God can hand over justice, you as a man should also justly help those who are less privileged than you are. Now, having said that, if someone is standing on the road, it's a very murky conversation, right? But we see them all over Port Harcourt. I've experienced them. Some of you have experienced them. Women coming to meet you. Hey, Oga, I'm going to Rumokoro. I don't have money. Okay. Maybe the good Nigerian you want to help. And then 2 days later, sometimes the next day, you see the same person at that same junction is telling you, I need to get to Rumokoro Junction. I don't have money. And then there are people who are walking the street. There was a story of somebody who sent in a message on Sunday. He was walking from, I think, Rumosi to Troba, or mostly to Alakaya on a Sunday, because he didn't have any money. He was listening to us on the radio. If somebody like that comes and meets you, would you say that person is a beggar? Or is it, in quotes, the professional beggars that some people get to see every day, whether they are, in quotes, physically challenged or not? Chima is a roommate. Chima, Aaron is in the Gruta. Good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. I trust you're well.
Yeah. Look, not that to give arm is bad, but what Nigeria is turning to today is a different thing. In Port Harcourt, I have seen where a beggar, a cripple, was caught with gun. And some of these big men who give beggar arms, they use it to make sacrifice. It's what they told them to do, they are doing. Like somebody just, one of the caller who said, he's a pastor, he said, most of these people you give, and they'll take your money to Kovu, and you never remit the thing again. They are like that. People who are saying that it's good to give, and it's good to give, and if somebody come to them, if somebody who is fit, but he want money to establish maybe a business, or he want to learn work, or he want to go to school, some of them, they will not even give them. So don't think that if you give a beggar money, then God will bless you.
Mm.
It's not like that. You can help anybody, forget about beggar or not beggar. But the way the country is going today, is a different. So a place in the Delta State, they caught a cripple with human flesh. then what we now encourage you now to be giving trust people money.
It can't be every single beggar that's going to be involved in some nefarious activity or the other. It can't be every single one. 92.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm calling from Potako.
It's a pleasure.
It's with regards to this issue or talking about giving arms to beggars.
Mm.
Now, personally, I have witnessed someone park the car. Then when there was still Okada in Port Harcourt, they parked the car and all the beggars that had bags with them were running to this man's jeep and were selling the money they have begged, and he was exchanging it with bundles of mint, like a bag of exchange that they have begged. He would take them and give them bundle of money, like he's buying it from them.
Whoa.
And I was there wondering, I said, then I asked the other people, they said, so if you come here, come buy this, you want to go catch up. I was like, because I have been giving to beggars before. But since then, my orientation changed. But nevertheless, I still give. But I don't just give casually, I give prayerfully. Reason being that I know that there are covenants, and what I believe in is stronger than what any other person would do to me. But how about people who don't believe in anything and they are just, you know, they just become victims of things they don't really know? Giving itself is not just mystery. Giving is a mystery. It's not something that is ordinary. When you give your hard-earned money to somebody, even if the person says thank you, there's a mystery that has occurred, but we don't know. We just take it casually. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. Mrs. West is speaking to us from Bonny Island. Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yes, concerning the issue on ground. My Bible tells me that you can help fighting example of Mordecai. Sorry. Lazarus. And the rich man. You can see the example given. So, it is our duty to help anybody who has come out to say, help me. Whatever he does with you is not our own. We are not there to judge. God, who created both the poor and the rich, judges. Because once I have been in that truth, when I needed something critical, urgently, no help from anywhere, I went out begging. Unfortunately for me that day, I couldn't see help because they're looking at me. They said, no, they were scared, they were afraid.
Mm.
So you can see in that situation, when I was desperately in need of that, we should start a problem. So it is not in our state to begin to validate this person or what they want to do with you. God, who has given you that, will surely protect you, because my Bible says that. So when we see beggars, we ought to help them. We should help them, because we don't know exactly what might have pushed them out to do that at that point in time. Whatever they do with it. At the same time, you can help. You can call them closer. What exactly
is the problem, okay?
And yes, they explain to you. You can take them out from that further. Except maybe you have today, or you have that person one way or the other trying to equip that person to that person, and that person at the end of the next time you see that person, you know that something that okay. I'm saying.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Mrs. West. Chima is in room again. Chima, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good. Welcome.
First of all, I want to start by asking.
Oh dear! Now, let's take a jog down memory lane. Sometime in the last decade or so, I don't know how many of you probably heard of the story of the twin beggars in this. Was it in the West? Or was it Edo State? I don't know if you got to see that story. It was in the dailies. Twin beggars. They were in wheelchairs, if I remember. Now, at one point in time, there was a follow-up story. The name of the journalist who carried out that investigation eludes me. But it turns out that those people had made so much money from begging, right? That they had established some form of business. Now, many argued back then that, whoa, these people were, you know, astute. They had taken their lives into their hands and said, look, we're not going to remain here. We have to make businesses for ourselves. Well and good. However, even though it was discovered they had established businesses, they were still begging. Stationed at the entrance of a market. I'm trying to remember the journalist who wrote that script. I'll research it, but they were still doing things like that. Final caller, Okonkwo in Umokuta. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Brother Jude.
Good morning.
God's law of giving is in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38. Where the Almighty God bringing out this mysterious son coming out now, where he says to give. So if God has said give, it is our duty to give to the poor. Forget about what the poor might think of to do after you have given to him or her. There is nothing I have that I cannot give to the poor. Let the poor take you to Kuvun or take you to anywhere. Where the poor will take you. It was not that thing that made the heavens and earth. It was not that thing that does cause night to take place or day to break. The Almighty made the world and is greater than whatever. So I am to give to them according to God's command and law. I should give. The God of justice will protect me as I give. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Now, I will wrap up by telling you once again that it is not just a Nigerian thing, but we're looking at those in Port Harcourt for starters. Even in the UK, like I made mention, there are issues with beggars to the point that there are some beggars who have been arrested by the police for begging on some street lanes or whatever. It's a big problem there. But just as it is there here, there is the notion of, in quotes, professional beggars. Professional beggars. Some have been offered jobs, they turn it down, sticking to begging. In the UK, this is going to be shocking, all right? People spoke about, in quotes, professional beggars who were driving BMWs. I asked them, but have you seen anyone in particular? I said, no, but we heard. But you heard. Have you seen this person who is begging, driving a BMW? No, but we heard. This is not to say they don't exist. But the challenge there has always been to keep the streets sane, and more importantly, to give these individuals a sense of well-being. What's up? Saheed from Rumaluni says, permit me to emphatically state that the religion of Islam does not encourage begging. In fact, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, discourages begging throughout his lifetime. There is a difference between almsgiving and begging. Alms receivers don't beg for it. They were identified by the givers. Well, I don't know if that's been able to be distinguished today on the program, but you make of it the information that you've received so far. Good morning, Jude. You are doubting a beggar owning two buildings. Professional beggars are, in some cases, richer than some of the world's population. Christian in Port Harcourt. Good morning, Jude. There was a time in Kaduna when the state government banned street begging. You got to see revolts. Why? Because the beggars were not really poor. They do beg as a profession. They own houses on the streets in Kaduna. So begging and giving beggars should be moderated. Ima Magic says, good morning, Jude. It is so bad that we hear about 1 billionaire. Alright. That's not our conversation at the moment. Alright, I don't give any of them money. Most of them are spiritual beggars. When they give you, they use it for something else. Interesting. Dude, this begging is a serious problem. Many of us can't even go to fast foods in Port Harcourt. A lot of children are begging at the entrances. If you don't give them, they start abusing you. Walter in Oyibo. There you go. Well, my name is June. Once again, it's not very pleasant to get to see some of these, you know, I'd like to say atrocities where people insult you for not parting away with your money. It should be on your own prerogative. But the question is, should you even give at all? And if you are meant to give, whom exactly is it that you give. Can you identify such people? We'll get more of this conversation later on. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.